Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? That's 1 John 3:17. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Our guest today is Ohio foster and adoptive mom, Monica Stewart. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You and your husband, Nick, have three biological or homegrown kids, as we sometimes say, 17-year-old Sarah, 15-year-old James, and 12-year-old Noah. You also have one daughter adopted through the foster care system, and that's 18-year-old Caitlin, and you're currently fostering an 8-year-old boy. So, Monica, you have three biological kids. What led you to become foster parents?
That's a great question. We have been around foster care and adoption probably most of our lives because of some of the family members, particularly on my side, that have done foster care and adoption. And God has just always placed that on Nick and I's heart as we prepared to become husband and wife. And then when we started planning our own family, and, you know, thankfully we were able to have biological children, but we still had that tenderness that, you know, God has blessed us with so much. Like, we had a home, we had clothes, we had, you know, food, all those basic things that we take for granted. And we just felt like God was just saying, okay, you need to share what you have with others who are less fortunate.
Mm. So how many years have you been fostering?
We're in our 9th year.
Wow, 9 years. And how many children have been in your home that you fostered during the 9 years?
It's around 30 between foster care and respite care.
Wow, 30 kids. 30 kids, wow. So your daughter Caitlin, as we mentioned, who is now 18, was one of those foster children that came into your home. Share with us about Caitlin and what led you to adopt her.
Sure. Yeah, she came to our home when she was 10, a little bit before she turned 11. She came to our home from a kinship placement that wasn't going to work out any longer. She had a younger sister that also came along with her and that lived with us for a little over a year. And then, unfortunately, some of the needs that her sister had were beyond what we were able to help her with, so she had to seek some help elsewhere. So Caitlin was with us for about 2.5 years in the foster care system before we were able to adopt her officially. So a little after her 13th birthday was when she was officially a Stewart. And so it seems like she's been with us for around 8 or 9 years now, but it seems like she's been with us, you know, her whole life.
Wow.
Her story is kind of unique, too, because through our daughter Sarah's birth, Sarah was a twin, and earlier on in my pregnancy, I miscarried her twin. And, of course, we were so thankful to still have Sarah, but also felt that brokenness of maybe, you know, what could have been, what would it have been like to have two instead of one, and but also just trusting God that his plan was perfect and that, you know, we did have Sarah, and so thankful. But throughout our lives and then through how God brought Caitlin to us, it was like he just reminded our hearts of his redeeming love for us, his redemption story. Caitlin is around the same age as Sarah. She's just a tad older. They're in the same grade at school. And for us, it's like God redeemed that loss in our life in a way that we would have never imagined or pictured ourselves, but so much better than what we could have. You know, his ways are just so much better than ours, and we're so thankful.
Wow. So are the girls, Sarah and Caitlin, are they close?
Yeah, you know, for siblings, they get along really well. They share a room. They do have different interests and, you know, different friends. They both graduate this year, and they're going to be going to different colleges, pursuing, you know, different careers. But they do get along well as sisters, and I think, you know, even with having different interests and different friends, I think that they also see deep down, you know, God's story that He's written on their hearts with all the, with this redemption too. So it's really neat.
So kids who spend any amount of time in orphanages overseas or even in the foster care system here in the States, these kids have experienced some level of trauma and loss. With that in mind, Monica, how has Caitlin's adoption adjustment been?
Overall, has been very well. There's been some things that we've helped her to walk through, just different things from her past and things that would just maybe come up at different times. It's nothing that you could really necessarily plan for, but as they come up, you know, we just love her through it and point her to Christ and just walk her through those times. And it's just amazing to know how things started for her, but then to see where God has her now. Like, she's doing well in school. She's planning to attend college to be a music teacher. God has gifted her with musical talents, and she wants to be able to use those talents to bless others. And she's involved in our church youth group. She has a job at a pizza shop, and she's just a blessing to our family. And I really believe that God is going to continue to use her story to be able to minister to other people's lives, to encourage them that, you know, yeah, you know, I had trauma, I had abuse, I had a lot of hard things happen in my life, but God writes the best stories, and He's not done with my story yet. And just to be able to share, you know, the grace and the redemption and the forgiveness and all of that that's come in Caitlin's life since that. And so I'm just excited to see how God's going to use her.
Oh, yeah, that sounds incredible. And because, and so oftentimes kids who remain in the foster care system, they don't go on to college.
Right.
There's a very low percentage of children who come out of foster care don't go on to college. So when you're able to bring her into your home and then adopt her, and now she's got this whole bright future ahead of her, including college and a career as a music teacher. You know, that's all part of that redemption plan.
Definitely, yes.
So after Caitlin's adoption, did you continue to foster?
Yeah, we definitely did. Probably actually more of the kiddos out of that 30 have come since Caitlin's adoption. And we did take a little bit of a break a while back. Our family had a really hard placement of a little kiddo that we were trying to help. And once that child had moved on, we took a little bit of a break just to kind of give ourselves some time to process everything and to heal emotionally. And during that time, we hosted a foreign exchange student from Hong Kong, and she was in the same grade as our daughters at the time, and so we got to introduce her to our culture, and we got to learn about her culture and just be able to share Christ's love with her while she was in our home, and we continue that relationship with her. We consider her our daughter, but thankfully, she did get to go back home to a family that does love her and takes care of her, but we're really thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah, you mentioned going back home. So you've fostered about 30 kids through your home in the past 9 years. And I often hear a lot of people say, well, I couldn't really be a foster parent because you have to give the kids back. And, you know, with 30 kids, you've adopted Caitlin, but there was 29 that must have went back. How is that experience of seeing a kid be reunified or go on to someplace else?
That's a great question. We actually get that question a lot, like, you know, how do you do it? I couldn't give them back. And that's where God has just really molded and shaped our hearts through the years and just reminded us that this is not about us. This is about Him. This is about Him and His redemption story in this child's life, and that we get to be a part of it. And, you know, I'll be honest, we have shed many, many tears. There's been times where we have felt like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't say goodbye one more time. I can't, you know, pack up that bedroom one more time. And But then through that, you know, God just speaks truth to our hearts. He brings people around us to encourage us. And then we just know that it's okay to give ourselves some time after a child moves on before maybe saying yes to a new child, and kind of process that not only with my husband and I, but with all the children in the home, just to see how they're feeling. But thankfully, we have had some situations where there's been good endings to these stories, and the kiddos have got to go back into, you know, a good environment with their families, and we've been able to keep that relationship with them. Some of the families we still talk to through social media, or we'll take Christmas or birthday presents to, or I had one of the families contact me this past week and let me know that they're going to be visiting this next week, and they would love to get together with us. And so those are the things that are the beauty in all of this, is some of those relationships that we can stay connected to, and we can just see how God works in those through the years.
So it's really a good thing to get attached. It's good for those kids.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to get attached. It's so much easier to put up walls, but that's not what God's called us to do. He's called us to attach and to love these kids right where they are, and to trust that whatever happens on this journey, even if that means they have to leave, that His grace is going to be sufficient, not only for that child, but also for the rest of us that are staying here and not going.
That's right. So if you're thinking that you couldn't foster because you'd get attached, then you would make a really good foster parent. So I want to remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about foster care and adoption, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. Joining me today is Ohio foster and adoptive mom, Monica Stewart. Monica and her husband, Nick, are parents to three bio kiddos, one daughter adopted through foster care. They continue to foster and are currently fostering an 8-year-old boy. And in addition to that, along this journey, Monica, you guys started a church-based orphan ministry. Tell us about Frame Ministry.
Yeah, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we started this with our local church that we attend. And Frame stands for Foster, Respite, Adopt, Missions, Everyone. And the kind of the symbol for Frame was we would actually have empty picture frames that we would set up maybe when we were sharing with our church or sharing with other people. And we would deliberately keep the frames empty because we would encourage people to set these frames up in their home and to pray for who God would fill that frame with. And then when God filled that, to put that child's picture in that frame and then share with that child, like, I have prayed for you, and get to, you know, include that child in that process, and just so they know how much they're incredibly loved, not only by God, but by, you know, our family as well. And so our heart behind Frame was to come alongside other people that are passionate about fostering and adopting, and also providing kinship care, because that can look very similar to foster care. And so what we do currently is we lead a support group once a month. We lead it at our church. And we have a neat combination of foster, adoptive, and kinship caregivers that come in from various walks of life and various ages. And it's just a neat time to come along and just encourage each other. We share different principles during that time from Empower to Connect. And we just try to encourage them on this journey, help them to know that they're not alone in this, that there's others that are there going through some of the same things that they're going through. And some of the ways too, like, sometimes we'll have families that are interested in being a foster family or possibly doing being an adoptive family, but they're just not sure, or they might just have some questions. And so there's been times that we'll have those families over to our home for dinner, and then after dinner my husband and I will just sit down with the couple, and we'll just be an open book to them and just let them ask us, you know, whatever questions they have, and we'll do our best to answer them. And then if we don't know, we'll point them in the right direction of where they can get their questions answered. And we also have a Facebook page called Frame Ministry, And I also blog, and that's at frameministries.blogspot.com. And so we are very thankful because our local church has really come around us and really supported us, and not only with you know, their prayers and their words of affirmation, but they give financially to the cause. They let us use their building free of charge, and they just really have a heart for reaching to these families and supporting them along their journey as well.
It's really a huge thing when the church wraps around and supports what adoptive and foster families are doing. It makes a huge difference.
It does. And they recently gave us a rather large donation to have some weighted blankets made. We are finding that these weighted blankets can be such a source of help for our kiddos, as it feels like it's giving them a great big hug and can help with anxiety and fears and things like that. But they can be costly to buy. And so our church gave us a donation. We have some families in our support group that, and some that are in our community, they're going to work together in making these blankets. And then our goal is to have those available so that when we see that a family is in need of that, that we can just bless them and say, here, you know, take this blanket, use this for your child, and then they don't have to pay anything for it, that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus in that way to them.
That is wonderful. Does your church participate in Orphan Sunday?
They do, yes. This is something that we've been able to kind of introduce within our church through the Frame Ministry, and they're very supportive of it. And this past year, actually, during Orphan Sunday, we had the opportunity of just honoring one of the couples in our church that have provided foster and adoptive care for many, many years. They've been a wonderful source of just a godly mentor in my husband and I's life. And so during Orphan Sunday this year, we set a little bit of time aside and just honored them for their commitment. And so it was a sweet time.
Yeah, so this is a good listener reminder for anyone out there listening who attends a church, a pastor, anyone. Get Orphan Sunday on your church calendar for 2017. This year, it's on November 12th, and you can learn more about Orphan Sunday by going to their website, orphansunday.org. So, Monica, let's talk about Empower to Connect. You mentioned a little bit of Empower to Connect. I know that you and Nick are Empower to Connect parent trainers. What led you guys to do that?
Yeah, we attended a Empower to Connect live simulcast last year at a local church and really just appreciated the principles and the truths that we learned from it. And it was just a kind of a different perspective, I would say, than probably a lot of our typical trainings that we had taken for foster and adoptive care. And it was really our first intro to Empower to Connect and a lot of the work and stuff from the late Dr. Karen Purvis. And so shortly after the simulcast, we were asked by some people in our local area here that if we would be willing to become certified as Empower to Connect parent trainers. And so we talked about it for a little while because it did have, you know, a little bit of a time commitment with it, doing 7 weeks of online training at home, approximately, you know, 8 hours a week, and then heading out to New Jersey for 3 intense days of training. But we really felt like this was something that we needed to do, and the people that were asking us were hoping for us to be able to do this, to be able to bring it back to our local community, to be able to share these principles with the people in our area. And it was neat because people in our own community got behind this, and we were able to get a grant provided to pay for all the expenses with this trip. And so we didn't even have to, you know, pay out of pocket for that. So it was really neat how God provided for that. But for our family, the training has been life-changing, not only for our foster and adoptive kiddos that come in our home, but even for our biological kids. I feel like this training is beneficial for any parent, no matter you know, how the children come into our homes. And once we realized how much it had helped us, it gave us a new perspective on parenting. It really helped us be able to pour grace into these kiddos' lives so much easier than maybe being quick to crush or quick to discipline. We would be quicker now to show grace. And we wanted to be able to share that with other people and realize that if this has made such a difference in our home, we want other people to get to experience this as well and help them out. And so we actually, tonight, this evening, we're finishing up our first 9-week course called the Connect Course. And we've been able to meet together with these families each week for about 2 hours. And then they have around 2 hours of homework of their own. And it's just been neat to build relationships with them and to share the principles of Empower to Connect. But then also just hearing the things that they share has been encouragement for my husband and I on our journey as well. So, I would just say that the biggest word, if I could pick one word to explain Empower to Connect in our lives, would be grace. Mm. Like, it really has showed us to show grace over and over and over.
Yeah, my husband Wayne and I have found the same thing, and we too are parent trainers, and it is really life-changing, family-changing training. So for our listeners to understand, Empower to Connect is based on the work of the late Dr. Karen Purvis, author of the Connected Child book. That's a book that every foster and adoptive parent or prospective foster and adoptive parent should read. It is biblically based parenting for foster and adoptive parents who are raising children from hard places. Kids who come into the system through, an institution or through the foster care system or an orphanage, these kids have experienced some form of loss or trauma, and it will impact their ability to relate. It impacts their behavior, their brain development. So Empowered to Connect focuses on empowering, connecting, and correcting principles. So if you are an adoptive or foster parent who is listening, and you would like this life-saving, family-saving training, you can check out the website for Empower to Connect. It's empowertoconnect.org, and you can find Empower to Connect parent trainers near you. For example, the Stewarts are on the map there for Ohio, and here in New York, my husband Wayne and I are the trainers here. So wherever you're listening from, you can find a trainer near you and be able to take advantage of this life-saving, life-changing training. So, Monica, as we wrap up here today, share with us what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to understand from today's conversation.
Great, thank you. Yeah, this is the part that I have really been praying about, because I wanted to just to make sure that these were not my words, but that it was God speaking through me. And so I keep going back to this journey of caring for these kiddos that come from hard places, as rewarding as it is, and it is, it's so rewarding, but it can be very, very hard at times. And it's really easy to get caught up in the lies of this world and to start to trust our feelings. And that's something that God has been teaching my heart this past year, is that it's like he's just speaking truth to me, like, Monica, do not trust your feelings. You know, trust me. You know, trust his truth. My feelings are not constant. They're all over the place. But his truth is constant. And so I just wanted to encourage our listeners that sometimes in this journey, we can feel like we're alone. Like, we can feel like, oh, nobody really gets what I'm going through. And I just want to encourage them that you're not alone. You're not a bad person if you're struggling, being able to bond with your child, or if you're having thoughts of, man, I just want to quit. I don't think I can do this anymore. That doesn't make you a bad person. And the lies of the enemy wants you to believe that you're not good enough. And so I recently heard a quote from speaker and author Lauren Casper, and her quote was, "I am enough, not because of who I am or what I do, but because of who God is. I am enough because he is enough." And I'll be honest, this gets me a little emotional, because there's been times on my journey that I have felt like, man, I am not enough. I can't do this. I can't be the mom that these kids want me to be. Like, why am I struggling with these feelings? I'm a Christian. Like, I shouldn't be feeling this way. And yet I've had some of those struggles myself. And so it's been neat that during those times, God will bring other people around me to encourage me and to speak truth to my heart. And those were, that was one of the quotes, to know that, you know what, it's okay that I don't feel like I'm enough, because I don't have to work and be perfect at this foster and adoptive mama thing to be enough for God. Like, God is enough for all of this. Like, I can just relax. I can just take a deep breath on those hard days and just trust his plan for my life. And one of the verses that he's used to speak to me also is Deuteronomy 31:8, and it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." So for me, that's showing me that no matter what lies ahead in this path of fostering and adopting, like, the Lord goes before me. He's already, he already knows what's going to happen. He's already been there. And that when I need to walk through that, he's going to walk through that with me. And that I don't have to go through any part of this journey alone. And that's what I just wanted to encourage the listeners, that you are not alone. And that when you start feeling that way and those doubts start creeping up in your mind, that's not from God. That's from the evil one. God wants you to know that he's there with you, that if he's called you to this, he's going to equip you, and that he's enough for all we need in this ministry. And man, do we need him. Like, I feel like I need several doses of him throughout the day, but you know what? It's okay, because he is enough.
Oh, amen to that, I say. So, Monica, thank you for being with us today and for sharing your story and those encouraging words as well.
Thank you for having me.
And if you enjoyed today's show and would like to hear more episodes of Orphans No More, you can listen podcast style to our past shows on our website at justicefororphansny.org. You can also help us to continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to Justice for Orphans. We are an all-volunteer-run 501c3, and we need your support to continue to rally the church for the cause of the orphan. I am your host, Sandra Flack. If you'd like to learn more about adoption, foster care, or orphan ministry, if you're an adoptive or foster parent and are interested in the Empower to Connect parent training classes, or if you'd like to schedule me to speak at your church, you can contact me again right through our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.